On the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Here comes Brim! 50, 10, 5, touchdowns!
This is the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairymen's Milk and Ice Cream. All the dairy best to you. Brought to you by Giant Eagle, the official supermarket of the Cleveland Browns. By GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com for a free rate quote. And by Pepsi. Every Pepsi refreshes the world. Also brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. And by Heinz, the official ketchup of the Cleveland Browns. Now here are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
We're less than 90 minutes away from today's opening kickoff as the 5-8 Browns are in Cincinnati to take on the 2-11 Cincinnati Bengals. It is week number 15 of the NFL season, game number 14. The Browns defeated the Bengals earlier this season by a score of 23-20. The Bengals have dropped 10 in a row. The Browns look to bounce back from that dreadful afternoon in Buffalo last Sunday. Glad to have you with us as we get you warmed up for the Browns and the Bengals today. My partner, Mike Pagel, in good stead today. Mike, good morning, and here we go now. The Browns heading down the stretch run, and I guess we are going to get a real gauge for the progress this football team has made by the way these last 3 weeks unfold when you look at it going against each division rival.
Well, you're exactly right. It is. It's a chance for us to watch and see, has this team really improved? Are they able to have that springboard into next season because they have built a solid ground or framework, or is this a team that we think is where we want it to be, but it's really not? And the next 3 weeks will tell us a whole lot about this football team.
Well, you know, Mike, I think this year that really this team has been competitive pretty much every week. Last week was certainly a dud, but overall, this team has come to play. But it is a result-oriented business, and what you do in the win column is what matters the most.
Well, and it's not about... It is about wins. You have to go out and you have to win football games. It doesn't matter if you're pretty doing it or ugly doing it. You have to win football games. Last week was ugly. There was an opportunity there to take a team that was not very good record-wise, has better talent than their record shows, but a team that doesn't know how to win football games. And the Browns had an opportunity to put a knife in them early, tell Buffalo, you don't have a chance of winning this game at all. Let them off the hook. Ends up with an ugly loss. And it's a team now that's the Browns reeling a little bit, trying to figure out, wow, are we the team that beat the Saints and the Patriots? Are we kind of a team like the Bills, who has some talent, thinks they can win football games, but actually don't know how to win football games yet?
And that's going to be a big thing that's going to be answered by the way they play these last three ball games beginning today. The quarterback situation, Colt McCoy, the starter, the rest of the year, according to Eric Mangini.
Well, and to me, I know I want to see Colt McCoy play, but I'm not sure he's healthy yet. And is this a move to really give Colt McCoy a chance to play some more, or is this a panic move by Eric Mangini saying, oh, I got to get the guy in here who the fans like and the guy that may give us the best opportunity to win? I'm not sure he gives you the best opportunity to win right now for a couple of reasons. One, he's still hurting. Two, his last game against Jacksonville wasn't his prettiest game out there. And I think maybe Seneca Wallace may be a guy that they should have thrown in there and played the last couple of weeks, because I think Seneca's healthy. I think he's gives you the mobility that Jake Delhomme doesn't give you. And Seneca was playing very, very well in a handful of games he got a chance to play before he hurt his ankle.
Well, there's a lot of speculation this week about the future of Eric Mangini, about the quarterback situation. I hear a lot of things. Well, he's doing this because Colt McCoy, that's the guy that, you know, Holmgren wants to see. But again, if you look at each quarterback, Mike, they're, each one of them is a Holmgren guy. Holmgren went out, signed Delhomme. Seneca Wallace was his backup quarterback in Seattle, and Colt McCoy was the guy that Mike said, take him in the third round. So what Mangini should be doing right now is, I think, getting the team out there, the guy out there that he believes can get him the wins.
Well, and the problem when you start changing quarterbacks a lot is you're sending a signal to the rest of the guys on the team, I'm not really sure who our guy is, who our leader is. So now all the players don't know. Is it Delhomme? Is it McCoy? Is it Seneca? Who is it? And you start creating fragments within the team. And the problem I see right now with this team and what happened last week is I'm not sure that there's been a lot of things that Coach Mangini has done. He's brought a toughness to this team. This team has definitely improved a lot. But these coaching decisions right now is kind of like, I think, creating a whole lot of insecurity and uncertainty with this football team. And I don't care what you do as a head coach, your number one job is to create a path and say, this is the path we're going down. I don't think they have that right now. We'll see what happens the last 3 weeks, because if they win football games and they play well, then you can say, okay, he has a path. The guys know what path to go.
All right, we'll begin to learn about that process. Are they on that path? As they are in Cincinnati today. You know, Browns fans, you can become a member of one of the largest organized fan clubs in all of pro sports, the Browns Backers Worldwide. Visit BrownsBackers.org for more information. You're listening to the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, Drive1Ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. We'll take a timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Oh, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking! Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
What if a bank did more than take care of your money and took the time to find out what's really important? At KeyBank, we talk to you about the big and small things. From how to set up mobile banking and bill pay, to what's the best way to tap into your home's equity, to managing your company's cash flow. So together, we can take care of all those things that matter most today and tomorrow. Stop into your nearest KeyBank, start a conversation, and unlock your possibilities. KeyBank is member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes down to it, traveling the globe is just easier with Continental. Why? Because we have more nonstops than the other guys. As a matter of fact, Continental offers the most worldwide nonstops from the Cleveland area. Toronto, we're there. Miami, we're there. Los Angeles, Denver, Montreal, Boston, we're there. See, it's easier with us because so many times we're there, and there, and there, when they're not. For information and reservations, go to Continental.com. Continental Airlines. Work hard, fly right.
Browns fans, it's the Browns Holiday Pack. Get four tickets, four hot dogs, and four Pepsis starting at $119. Browns Holiday Packs are available for the upcoming divisional battle versus the Baltimore Ravens on December 26th at 1 p.m. Get your Browns Holiday Pack today. Use promo code Pepsi when you call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000. 1-800-745-3000. Or visit ClevelandBrowns.com.
Oh, man, it feels good to have those big wins under our belts.
Yeah, the Browns are running like a well-oiled machine.
Kind of like my Ford Fusion.
Huh?
With the Works package.
What Works?
The Works Fuel Saver package. Motorcraft Premium Oil Change, new filter, rotate tires, check air filters, you know, the Works.
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
So, would you say the Works works?
Just as hard as our brownies.
Like a well-oiled machine.
You can say that again.
Hey, it's Alan Cox. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Football. And don't miss the Alan Cox Show tomorrow at 3 on 100.7 WMMS, your flagship for Cleveland Browns Football.
I respect Mike, and I think that he's going to evaluate things at the end of the season. What I want to do is move the team forward. I want them to be better this next week than we were the last week. All the other stuff will take care of itself.
Those types of decisions, sometimes the tough decisions, sometimes they aren't fair. But I would do everything in my power to make sure that it's the right one and that everyone gets a chance to prove himself.
The Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairymen's Milk and Ice Cream on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel.
The Browns are rolling out the orange carpet to welcome you and your guests, offering 12 exclusive locations to host your next gathering. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com today. Well, we hear a few clips there from Mike Holmgren and Eric Mangini as we get warmed up for the Browns and the Bengals. Glad to have you with us today. Talk this week about the future of Eric Mangini, maybe being decided by how this team plays these final three games. And I don't know, Mike, if that's necessarily such a shock when you look at a team that is 5-8 coming off of a clunker. And again, the full body of work. Every season is kind of like, okay, what did you do over the 16 games? You go back to last year. They won the last four ball games. Basically, on that end of it, for Mangini, it probably saved his job. I'm sure it saved his job by winning those last four ball games. Now it's this year. Expectations are a little higher. The team had a better position before that Buffalo game. A chance to go 500 certainly was in their grasp had they won last week. Now they've got to run the table to do that. So now we're hearing some things that, well, Mike Holmgren's going to evaluate everything. And he has not come out with a vote of confidence. Sometimes that's not a bad thing. But what are your feelings about the situation right now when you look at the combination of Mangini with Holmgren and Heckert?
Well, you look at the season, and we as fans and the media have a tendency to look at what was your last game like. But you have to look at the whole season, and this team has improved dramatically from last year. They're a tougher football team, both sides of the ball. They run the football better, more consistent. They stop the run, more consistent. The secondary is stronger than it was last year. This team has moved forward and has gotten better. Last week was ugly. If we're going to base whether Coach Mangini is going to be here next year or not based on that game, then he's not going to be here. But if you go back and look at the Patriots or the New Orleans Saints games, well, then there's reason to say, let's keep him here. There's a quote saying, and you brought this up off the air, that it's like the Brady Bunch. You have guys from all over the place who are trying to blend and become one football organization.
Eric Mangini said that.
Eric Mangini said that. That is typical of the NFL. You have guys, college players, who have played in totally different systems, who come into an NFL team. You have to learn a new system with new teammates, new way of talking. Everything is different, so you have guys who have to blend in to fit to play Cleveland Browns football. I think they're still in a process with the new staff, the new front office, with the new coaching staff, different players. Everybody's still trying to figure out what is Cleveland Browns football, and it's not a process that takes 1 or 2 weeks or even 1 or 2 seasons. It takes time to develop. This is how we play football here in Cleveland.
Last year at this time, it was kind of a foregone conclusion by many that with Mike Holmgren coming on board, there was no way that Eric Mangini would be back. Just the clashing of the coaching styles with the West Coast offense, Mike Holmgren's approach to the game compared to the way Eric Mangini looks at it. Now, Mangini finished strong. Holmgren says, yeah, we're going to keep him. When you look at that going forward, is that still an issue?
Well, that might be an issue, but you look at offenses and defenses in the NFL, and there's not one offense or one defense that says, you play this, you're going to win all the time. It comes down to personnel. Do you have the people that can fit in your offensive system or your defensive system? If you don't, you have to be able to adjust your system to fit the talent you have. Because it doesn't do us any good that if you have a guy who is a quarterback who is a short passer, and all you're doing is having him throw the ball deep downfield all day long, he's not going to be successful. Put him in a situation where he can be the best he can be using the talents he has. By bringing in coaches and philosophies from different areas with different viewpoints, it becomes a blending. And as long as everybody respects each other and you say, you got a good point, I have a good point, they know their power structure, who has the final say in everything, and they can work together and blend it to be the best they can with the players they have, with the coaches they have, then you have a chance to win football games.
We're getting closer to the Browns and the Bengals. Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel with you. Glad to have you with us on the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, drive1ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. Mike, you've of course, played quarterback in the NFL. You look at the game, I think, from an offensive player's perspective. What about Brian Daboll? When you look at all the things that go on, when you look at this team, what he has to work with, the situations that he has faced week to week, what are your thoughts about what he has done as the offensive coordinator?
Well, they are very limited at the receiver spot. Their big play, they only have one big play guy, and that's Josh Cribbs, and he's been banged up for a couple of weeks now, so you can't even use your big play guy. Would have scored something like 18 touchdowns or 20-something touchdowns, and the vast majority of them have been within the 20-yard line. It's the only time they can score because they don't have that home run hitter. As an offensive coordinator, you don't have that home run hitter. It makes it very, very difficult to put together a lot of points or a game plan with a lot of points because you have to grind it out. So offensively, you're not going to look pretty all the time because the defenses are so good. That being said, I thought last week the game plan was very vanilla. I thought they were very afraid of what the weather was going to be like, so they got very ultra-conservative. Not real sure they're comfortable with Jake Delhomme as their guy because a lot of the throws, and maybe it was Jake not feeling comfortable throwing the ball downfield, but everything was real short and underneath stuff, completions, stay away from the interception. But I thought last week the coaching staff and the play selection was very much let's not beat ourselves type of play calling. And when you coach not to lose or you play not to lose, you're going to lose.
And that's exactly what they did against the Bills last week. This is the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, drive1ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. We've got much more coming up. In fact, coming up, we are going to find out what the weather will be like in Cincinnati. We'll go there as well. Doug Deacon's going to join us too. That's all straight ahead on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Rover's Morning Glory. The Alan Cox Show. Cleveland Browns football. This is Cleveland's Rock Station, 100.7 WMMS.
It's Liberty Ford's 30th anniversary event. Right now, get up to 25% off the largest selection of new Fords in Northeast Ohio, or get the best lease of the year on our fuel-efficient lineup with Fusion for only $169 a month, and the all-new Fiesta for just $129 a month. $169 on a Fusion, $129 on a Fiesta. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
Oh. See LibertyFord.com for details.
Blazingly fast, brilliantly powerful. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE. It's the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America and 10 times faster than what you're doing now. Right now, get a Pantech 4G USB modem for only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon store for a live demo or VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation on a 4G mobile broadband plan. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE.
The game you've been waiting for is here. Browns versus Ravens. Score great seats for this epic matchup with the official resale marketplace of the NFL, NFL.com/ticket exchange. If you have tickets and can't go, easily sell them to other fans. With NFL.com/ticket exchange, buyers always get real tickets, and sellers never deal with ticket delivery or worry about getting paid. It's the easiest and safest way to buy or sell NFL tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Toyotathon is back. Now through January 3rd, qualified lessees can get a new 2011 Camry with zero down payment, zero security deposit, and zero first payment. Lease a new 2011 Camry LE, now for just $249 a month for 36 months with zero due. Tax, title, and license extra, subject to approved credit through TFS. For complete details, visit buyatoyota.com.
See your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers, proud sponsors of Cleveland Browns Radio. Toyota, moving forward.
Get ready. It's coming. Your Cox experience is about to get even better. Explore the web at unheard-of speeds. Engage in an all-new video experience. Discover a world of mind-blowing entertainment. Coming soon. experience unlike any other. Only from Cox. Are you ready?
Save time, save money. CLE, going places, with valet available for those in a hurry. Convenient, affordable, safe parking, or utilize the outbound, reliable CLE taxi service. CLE, going places.
Rover's Morning Glory,
the most powerful force on the planet.
Here at weekday mornings on 100.7 WMMS and the WMMS iHeart Radio channel.
The quarterback situation and the plans moving forward. I thought Colt looked good yesterday. I thought he moved really well. And the plan is for him to start here this weekend and to start the remainder of the season.
We were fortunate enough to play pretty good football when I was in there playing, but it's no landmark day. Today is a day that now I know I'm the starter. I got to go out and play. I got to go out and get better. I got to go out and help us win.
The Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairymen's Milk and Ice Cream on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel.
Gear up at the official team shop of the Cleveland Browns, your one-stop shop for authentic Browns merchandise. Visit ClevelandBrownsTeamShop.com today. We are a little over an hour away from the opening kickoff today between the Browns and the Bengals in Cincinnati. And we go to our weather hotline. Joining us now, Channel 3's Holly Strano. Holly, good morning to you. Well,
Hi.
How are you doing? Conditions are a lot better than a week ago. First off, before you tell us about those of us here at home today, what's it going to look like in Cincinnati today for the Browns?
Well, Mike, Cincinnati looks great. It's partly sunny. Winds out of the west-southwest are pretty light. They'll be between 5 and 10 throughout the game, and they're going to stay dry. Temperatures mid-upper 20s. They'll probably end up about 30 towards the end of the game. But real quiet weather, real light winds.
Very good, because usually it's windy down there, it seems, every time the Browns play there.
Yeah, and, you know, they had all that snow. Was it last week or maybe a couple weeks ago? Right in Cincinnati, the field was awful.
So we move on from Cincinnati. What about back home? How's it look? I know a lot of people out doing their last-minute shopping and all that.
I know.
What's it look
goodness,
like, Holly?
Right? Yeah, the weekend before. We're pretty good today. We're starting off okay anyway. We'll have some light snow shower chances later this afternoon, about 30%. Winds at home also out of the west and southwest, so we're dealing with that same kind of steering pattern. And then temperatures in the 20s today. Much of the week looks the same, so it'll be festive. Chances for snow increase by Tuesday and Wednesday.
So you're pretty much locking us down with a white Christmas. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that for you.
That sounds like a plan. Thanks, Holly.
Okay, Mike. Have a great one.
Okay, Holly Strano of Channel 3. Nice conditions in Cincinnati, which is where we go now. Jameer Howerton standing by. Jameer, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mike.
How you doing, man? Let's see. We always check off with you. Who's not going to play today, Jameer?
Well, number 10, Jordan Norwood will not be playing. 18, Carlton Mitchell. Number 36, Coy Francis. Number 70, Brian Sanford. Number 89, Evan Moore. And number 97, Jamie Mitchell. And number 99, Scott Fujita.
Okay, so that goes now with Fujita still out of there. That he's been out with that knee injury. Have they listed the order of the quarterbacks today?
Yes, Colt McCoy obviously is the starter. Seneca Wallace is the number two. And Jake DeLome is the number three.
All right. Now, what about Colt getting back in there? Jameer, you've been around the team all week, talking with veteran players and so forth. What's kind of the mood of the team of having the rookie back?
Well, first and foremost, the team supports Colt no matter what, 100%. But they support all the quarterbacks. Whoever the coach puts in, they're very supportive. And for a vested vet like Ben Watson, he made it clear. He was like, man, this is the first time I've ever been on a team where all three quarterbacks have been in rotation for the season. But it's a tribute to them. All of them handle and command the offense extremely well, and they've kept the team in game situations, and they've all won a game.
So they have some confidence in Colt McCoy. All right, Jameer, look forward to hearing you throughout the day, and we'll talk with you from the locker room afterwards, hopefully talking about a W. Doesn't that sound like a plan?
Yes, sir, it does sound like a plan.
Thanks, Jameer.
Thank you, Mike.
Jameer Howerton in Cincinnati, where we will be hearing him throughout the day as the Browns and the Bengals go at it this afternoon. So Jake DeLome, number three. You're not surprised by that. Seneca Wallace, the number two behind Colt McCoy.
No, I'm not surprised because you can go into a game with three active quarterbacks. That means that you lose another player who's usually a special team type of player. But by having Jake as the number three, Seneca as number two, now you can still run your quasi-Wildcat or the Cyclone package with Seneca Wallace and gives them that that flexibility without Josh Cribbs, and it gives them a different look.
Visit drive1ohio.com and enter to win four tickets to a Cleveland Browns home game courtesy of your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. And let's go right back to Cincinnati. Doug Deacon is standing by as he gets ready to bring you all of the action today. Well, Doug, good morning. It's almost noon, so but it's still morning time here. The Browns coming back today. Doug, lots of talk this week. The rookie back in there, talking speculation about Eric Mangini. They need a win today, don't they?
Yeah, they needed a win. They need a win today, and they definitely could have used that one last week. But, you know, look at it. You look at Cincinnati on paper. You look at this football team, and you say, how can they lose, you know, 10 games in a row? Well, they're just not playing like a football team. The Bengals aren't. I mean, they've got a lot of, you know, key players. I mean, you got an Terrell Owens, you got Ocho Cinco's, you got Carson Palmer, Cedric Benson. That's a pretty talented group, but they just have they find ways to beat themselves. And you know, the Browns last week, I think for the first time this season, really lost a team they definitely shouldn't have lost to.
You know, Doug, looking back to last week, getting away from the quarterback talk and all of that, Peyton Hillis has just had an amazing year. It's been a great season, but there is a little concern about his fumbling, and there should be. And you go back even to week one, as I look at it, I don't know if it's so much him wearing down, but that maybe it's just his desire to try to get those extra yards. What are your thoughts about that in dealing with that issue?
Well, I mean, that's one of those things where, you know, if you get overly conscious about it, then all of a sudden it takes away some of the natural athletic ability that Peyton has. But by the same token, you also have to realize, you know, if you're Peyton Hillis, there comes a point where, you know, yeah, you'd like to get an extra yard, but, you know, there's too many bodies around here trying to knock this ball out, and then maybe it's, you know, time to go down and live to play another play.
And offensively, Doug, now we're back to Colt McCoy, so it's been Jake, then Seneca, then Colt, now back to Jake, now back to Colt. As an offensive lineman, how does that affect you as an offensive lineman? Because every one of those quarterbacks is different and has different abilities. You know, how does that affect this offense with the quarterback changes?
Well, I think for an offensive lineman, it affects you in regards to, you know, how consistent they are and where they drop. I mean, if it's a five-step drop, are they going to be at five steps, or are they going to drift a little bit? Of course, when you got mobile quarterbacks, sometimes, you know, you think you're protecting the pocket, but, you know, he's going to try to get outside to make a play. So that puts you in an awkward position. That's where you see a lot of holding penalties. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, and I think Jameer was saying it pretty well, they respect all three quarterbacks. And I think, you know, Jake has done a great job of help bringing Colt McCoy along. And, you know, go back to that Atlanta game when Jake had to go in because Seneca got hurt, and Jake shouldn't have went in that football game, but he didn't want to, you know, to expose Colt McCoy at this point in his career where he did not get a lot of reps. So he kind of took a bullet for Colt in that, you know, game so that he wouldn't get forced in. And, you know, that's the kind of thing, the leadership you want in your locker room. And Jake DeLone probably hasn't put up the numbers we'd like to see, and he hasn't made some of the plays we'd hope to see, but There's been a part of Jake DeLone that, you know, I don't think that the guys on the team, they all know he's been very instrumental in the development of Colt McCoy.
Yeah, Jake DeLone is a professional, and he could have very easily come out this week and said, hey, this is garbage. I mean, last week it was this, it was that, but he doesn't. He keeps his mouth shut, he keeps moving forward, and you know that he's not real happy with being a number three guy this week, and he wants to go out there and play.
Yeah, he wants to go out and play. And the thing about that, too, is you know, yeah, you know, he could have said some, but not only that, it's the way you posture yourself in the locker room. Are you going to be the sulker, or are you going to be the upbeat guy? Well, Jake DeLone is an upbeat, very positive, you know, guy. Whether he's starting or not, he's there because, you know, that's his job, to help this football team win. And if it can't be playing, you know, he's going to do what he can to help Colt McCoy.
Doug, let's swing over to the defensive side. The Browns won this first meeting 23-20 on a day when Terrell Owens caught well over 200 yards in receiving, as he had 222 yards and 10 catches in that ballgame. What about the Browns defensively? They really missed Fujita, it seems to me, and who was very big in that first meeting between these two teams.
Yeah, Scott, you know, obviously is probably the best defensive player all around that we have right now at this point, considering his experience. I think we got a couple young guys in the secondary that, you know, down the road are going to be pretty special. But, you know, the thing about that first game is they thought Ocho Cinco's was the guy that they had to take out of the game plan. They doubled Ocho Cinco's, and T.O. burned them pretty good. And I think today you'll probably see a little bit more double coverage in both ways.
Doug, look forward to hearing you and Jimmy with the call, hopefully about a Browns win.
Sounds good to me.
Doug Deacon in Cincinnati, and he and Jim Donovan will bring you all of the action as we're just about 1 hour away from today's opening kickoff. Hey, kids, join the coolest kids club in sports. Browns fans ages 13 and younger can register for the Cleveland Browns Kids Club at brownskidsclub.com or call 440-234-KIDS. And now a word from Geico.
The other day, a guy came up to me and asked me if I had the time. Yes, I said, I have the time. It's time to stop wasting time with all these Johnny-come-latelys and start saving some real money on car insurance. It's time you got off your duff and got a free rate quote from Geico. It's time to put a few extra $100 in your pocket. Want to put that off till some other time? I didn't think so.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
What makes the holiday season complete? Friends and family, sure. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. And eggnog. It's a sure sign that the holidays have arrived. The rich, creamy taste you'll crave all year long is back in Dairyman's Classic Eggnog. Pick it up for your holiday party and savor the creamy taste that only comes around once a year. Backed by popular demand, try Dairyman's Pumpkin Spice Nog and Dairyman's Low-Fat Holiday Nog. There's a Dairyman's Eggnog that's just right for your tastes. Dairyman's Eggnog is available where Dairyman's products are sold. All the dairy best to you from Dairyman's this holiday season.
Browns fans, winning this NFL season comes down to making the right plays at the right time. The same applies when you're making your natural gas choice this winter season. Longtime Browns partner, IGS Energy, offers competitive rate plans to meet your individual or business needs. With IGS Energy, you choose the natural gas plan that's best for you. To learn more, visit IGSenergy.com. IGS Energy, the energy behind your Cleveland Browns.
Proud to stand on our own, proud to be homegrown. A familiar face and a name you know. Come on, we know you, we know your needs. We know what being a neighbor means. Can you hear that? Fueling the American spirit. No matter when, no matter where, Marathon will take you there.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
At Huntington, we're a Midwest bank. The people and places around here have done right by us, and we believe in returning the favor. That's why we reinvest your deposits back into the community, helping neighborhoods grow and businesses open their doors, creating jobs and opportunities for our neighbors. This may sound a bit shocking, a bank that actually cares about your community. But if you're ready for a bank that's interested in more than your balance, we're ready for you. Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
Come on in, Stan. The game is on.
What's with all the balloons?
I'm still celebrating the Brownies' big wins this season.
Oh, yeah, those were some huge victories. Hey, I heard there's another celebration in town.
Oh, yeah? Where?
The Ford year-end celebration.
So what are they celebrating?
The best deals of the year on our favorite brand.
Get to the Ford year-end celebration at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Give me that balloon. I'll show you how I celebrate.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
You are an airhead.
Cleveland Browns football on 100.7 WMMS Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm a loss for words, man. I've yet to figure out what happened, you know, to us this year.
Regardless of their record or how, you know, early or late in the season, when the Bengals and the Browns line up, it's still, you know, I think a bit of rivalry. I was on both ends of it, you know, for 4 years playing the Browns, and then now it's, you know, reversed. And every time we line up, it's still going to be a hard-fought game. You know, full 60 minutes, regardless of the records, you cannot take anything for granted, that's for sure.
The Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel.
Less than an hour away from today's opening kickoff, the Browns are in Cincinnati to battle the Bengals, and it's time for a game day matchup brought to you by Geico. Tired of defending what you pay for car insurance? With GEICO, you won't have to. Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO for your free rate quote and see how much you can save. And we head to Cincinnati now, Mike. And joining us now from the Cincinnati Inquirer, Paul Dougherty. Paul, thank you as always for your time. Always good to talk with you. I was thinking my first question is, what the heck has happened this year? Last time we saw you guys, certainly this was a team that looked like they would be contending, and you've got a disaster down there right now. What's going on?
I wish I could give you the answer. I don't think they know what's going on. I think what's really happened here is our heads got spun by the big names they brought in. Terrell Owens, Pac-Man Jones, the kids that they drafted, Gresham and Shipley, both pretty good receivers. What we failed to look at was that in the NFL, you win by rushing the passer and protecting the passer. And the Bengals have done neither especially well. Lately, they've put in some kids on the D-line, have been able to get a decent pass rush. Carlos Dunlap has been pretty effective in the last few games. But overall, the pass rush is not good, and the offensive line has been average at best. And I think that's where the big problem has been.
And I guess that's always tied in with how the quarterback plays. Has that been the big issue for Palmer, that he's been getting pressured and has made some poor throws?
More the latter than the former. And you have this every week when a quarterback throws an egregious pick. Well, was it because the quarterback made a bad throw? Did the receiver run the wrong route? We play that shell game here, it seems, weekly. Lately, it's been more on Palmer than on the wide receivers. And last week, he had pretty good time against the Steelers, given it was the Steelers. And he really made at least two really bad throws, both of which were taken back for touchdowns.
Well, and as a quarterback, sometimes you do make a bad throw, and it bounces and hits the ground, and it's incomplete. And right. You say, bad throw, but it doesn't hurt the team. But when you throw an interception that goes the other way for 6 points, now all of a sudden it puts your team in that bigger of a bind. Everybody says, what's wrong with this guy? He's falling apart. And the Browns had the same situation with Jake Delhomme last week. He didn't throw the interception for a touchdown, but he didn't get the job done, and now everybody's saying he's washed up, he's this, he's that. And I don't think it's fair when you can throw that on a quarterback like that.
Well, you know how it goes, and it's the way it's always been. The quarterback gets too much praise and too much blame, and I think Carson has gotten a lot of both. The big issue with him here now is if he's going to be here next year. He's got 4 years left on a contract that's about $50 million worth, but oddly enough, in the NFL, none of it apparently is guaranteed. He's already gotten all his guaranteed money. So the big discussion here is whether Carson Palmer will be a Bengal in 2011.
And what about the head coach, Paul?
Will not be here, and I think that will be as much of his own choosing as it is the club wanting to go in the proverbial different direction.
Now, with Marvin Lewis exiting, then, is there a lead candidate being talked about as his replacement?
Mike Zimmer is the defensive coordinator. He did a really nice job with this team last year, has done not quite as good a job this year. They've had a million guys hurt on that side of the ball. He's the leading in-house guy, and Mike Brown likes to go with leading in-house guys, especially coming into an off-season where the labor situation is so unsettled.
And what about Ocho Cinco Tio?
Very, very good chance that we will not have the pleasure of seeing either of those guys next year. T.O. obviously is on the one-year deal and has had a really good individual season. Probably will get a nice contract somewhere, again, labor situation permitting. And Chad has a $6 million club option that we can almost guarantee will not be picked up.
So, Paul, you look at this team. Now, they go from last year, they won every game in the division. Obviously, now they're going to have massive changes at all of the key spots. When you look at this team, though, is there talent that you see that, hey, maybe a few things done right that they can back to being competitive again? Or what do you see going forward in terms of their on-the-field play next year?
Well, again, they have so many guys who are going to be free agents. And you can snicker and say, well, they're 2-11, so what? Cedric Benson, Owens, Ocho Cinco, Jonathan Joseph, the corner, Chinedu Mendukwe, safety, Brandon Johnson, linebacker. They're going to lose a lot of guys. It'll be a totally different team next year. We thought coming in this year, again, that they had the talent to be competitive. That's why this year has been such a confounding year. As far as next year, you know, until the roster shakes out, no way of knowing, but we never forget that these are, after all, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, and that's something we talked about in a preseason show I did, is whenever it looks like the Bengals are down, they play well, and when they look like they're going to be world beaters coming off what they did last year, you can always bank on they're going to fall apart. Until that mindset gets out of there and they change their mindset, it doesn't matter what kind of players you have. Same thing the Browns are running into. Until you start realizing you're a good football team and you know how to win football games, you're going to have up and down seasons.
Well, you know what? Marvin Lewis, again, he probably won't be here next year, but he did for several years just a marvelous job of changing the culture here. I give him full credit for that. And the Bengals did, over his time, mostly build up an attitude of, you know, we can win. What's happened to it this year, I got no idea. I don't think they know either, but they did show that, you know what, we can compete, and occasionally we can win, and I give Marvin all the credit for that.
Finally, Paul, what feel do you have for this Bengals team for this afternoon's game against the Browns?
You know what, I'd love to say I'm really interested in this and give you real all kinds of detailed analysis. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just here today earning a paycheck. I got no idea, and I'm not all that interested.
Well, we got to watch Colt McCoy, so we have something to look forward to.
That's right. Well, there you go.
Hey, Paul, it's always great to talk with you. You do a terrific job writing, and we really appreciate all the time you've given us over the years. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. We look forward to visiting with you in 2011.
Well, happy holidays to you guys, and I hope next year we meet on better circumstances.
I hear you. Thanks, Paul. Paul Dougherty of the Cincinnati Inquirer, always good stuff with him. Now it's time to go inside the Browns front office, brought to you by Huntington. Welcome to a bank that's interested in more than just your balance. And with Jameer Howerton today is Browns college area scout Bob Welton. We go to Jameer.
Thanks, Mike. Well, Bob, thank you for joining us here on the Browns Radio Network. And being a college area scout for the Browns, what are your major responsibilities?
Well, you know, there's really no distinct job description for a scout. It's kind of, you know, at the beginning of the year, you get your list of schools that you have to hit. You get your list of players that you need to look at. And you kind of just, once August rolls around, you head out. You know, you say, you kiss the wife, you pet the dog, and you're out the door, you know, and you'll say, see you in December. But, and then, you know, your responsibility really is, when you first go out, is to make sure that list is correct. You know, do we need to add a guy? Do we need to delete a guy? You know, to kind of help clear things up. You make them a little, you know, so you can just get more specific as the next person goes in. So if you're the first person to a school, for example, you know, you want to make sure the next guy that comes in is not wasting time. And so that's a big part of that early part of August, September, when camps are going on, you're training, you know, two-a-days, is just cleaning that list up. And then as you go back maybe a second time to a school, now you get a little more specific about, hey, okay, who is this kid? Talk to coaches, trainers. I mean, you're talking to anybody. If you go to lunch, you know, you mention it to the waitress. If you know the kid, you're trying to get it anywhere, any background stuff. So the second time through, you're really kind of getting into the kid. You know, you're obviously watching film all the time. But, you know, I would say the big thing that time of year is just getting to know the kid. Is there any issues? Does he still need to be on the list? Does he need to be off the list?
What region of the country are you responsible for?
My responsibilities really are from, if you want to go by conferences, for example, really the Big 12, the Pac-10, the WAC, Mountain West, a little bit of the Big 10, like the Iowas in that area. So that's my responsibility.
And how many plays do you see on average when you're traveling from school to school?
You know, I would say the average, like this year, for example, you know, I probably wrote over 300 reports on players. So now that's not as many as I've seen, because some guys I may have seen and just rejected, or for whatever reason they're not coming back or something. You know, I didn't have to write a report on them. But, you know, mostly it's your typical big schools. You're going to get an average probably, you know, anywhere. Yeah, I bet the average is probably close to 10. You know, most of those schools have 20-some seniors on them, and, you know, senior starters are kind of what you're really looking at. So that's kind of the average. Smaller schools, obviously, you go in, it might be just one guy, you know, but that kind of, on the average, I'd say about 10.
And from a scouting standpoint, Bob, as we wrap things up, time sure does fly, because before you know it, you got bowl games, you got combines, and then draft day.
Yeah, it does. It gets here quick, man. It's funny. It's the fall goes really fast, because you got so many schools, you're going and going and going. this time of year slows down a bit around the holidays, you know, so you got to get, you kind of get rejuvenated a little bit. You get to rest a little bit, reintroduce yourself to the family, you know, and all that stuff. And then, you know, boom, come January, you're back out there again with the All-Star games. You got the combine and then pro days. So then it gets fast again. So it's really is kind of the, it's a tempo thing. And right now it's still lull, so you just kind of relax. And, but it's, you know, it's coming fast. And like you said, it's before you know it, it's April and we're getting new guys in here, but that's exciting. That's kind of our game day. You know, scouts, we don't really get a game day anymore. You know, the draft is our game day. So that's kind of what you lead up to, and that's the fun part of it.
Well, Bob, thank you for your time, and enjoy your holidays.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Jameer. You're listening to the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, drive1ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. We're about 45 minutes away from the opening kickoff today as the Browns and Bengals go at it in Cincinnati. We go around the NFL after this timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
All the hits. Kiss FM.
Blazingly fast, brilliantly powerful. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE. It's the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America, and 10 times faster than what you're doing now. Right now, get a Pantech 4G USB modem for only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon store for a live demo or verizonwireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation on a 4G mobile broadband plan. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
The Browns may only play once a week, but you can enjoy Donato's everyday values whenever you want. Like Donato's new, cheesier, extra-large bakery pizzas, just $10 each. Each new recipe bakery pizza features 16 big slices with your favorite topping on Donato's new, crispier bakery-style crust, smothered with smoked provolone, mild cheddar, and creamy whole milk mozzarella cheeses for just $10. Add extra toppings for just a buck each. Only at Donato's. The difference is delicious. Tax and delivery extra, not valid with other offers. See stores for details.
Championship teams are grown, not made. And they always come out on top in the Heinz Red Zone, just like the official ketchup of the Cleveland Browns. Great tasting Heinz tomato ketchup. No one grows ketchup like Heinz. That's because every red ripe tomato in every bottle is grown from Heinz seeds. Look for it in the Heinz Red Zone at your neighborhood Giant Eagle. Plus, Heinz and Giant Eagle will donate to the Cleveland Browns Foundation with every score.
Let's say this bass guitar is a motorcycle. It's driving down the road. Sounds good, right? Oh, but I forgot to mention that the motorcycle rider is drunk. And a cop spots him. It's not the same old song when it comes to drunk riding. Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders like never before. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Where do futures begin? They begin at Cuyahoga Community College. Tri-C offers more than 70 passion-focused career programs, from healthcare to culinary arts, public safety to creative arts. Visit tri-c.edu to learn more about the many affordable degrees that can lead to a job you love. Enroll now at tri-c.edu. Tri-C, where futures begin.
Save time, save money. CLE, going places, with valet available for those in a hurry. Convenient, affordable, safe parking, or utilize the outbound, reliable CLE taxi service. CLE, going places.
Win tickets to see the Browns take on the Steelers January 2nd at WMMS.com. And if you don't win, you can still find tickets up till the very last minute on StubHub.
Bill Belichick over talking with Peyton Hillis right now. It's all over at Brown Stadium today. One of the great wins since this team has come back to Cleveland in 1999. They have knocked off the New England Patriots. And you know what, Zug? You know what the message is here at Brown Stadium today? Cleveland, I think you may have found your quarterback.
Yeah, I think you found your quarterback, and I think you found your football team is growing up.
The Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel.
Yeah, that was back on November 7th when the Browns hammered the Patriots 34-14. Colt McCoy with an outstanding effort, and really it was a team win over the Patriots. And, well, you looked at that day, the way it ended for New England, you had to wonder how good were they. Well, all they've done since then is win, and right now they may just be the team to beat. As we go around the NFL, brought to you by AT&T, find out what's possible when you can talk and surf the web at the same time on the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. AT&T, rethink possible. We go to our hotline now, and joining us is Jason Lockenfora from the NFL Network. And Jason, are the Patriots right now the team to beat?
Wow, it certainly seems that way. I mean, you talk about a team that has taken care of quality opponents. I mean, they've got wins over San Diego, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Chicago. They blew out the Jets in Chicago back-to-back weeks, and obviously they get a dose of the Green Bay Packers this weekend, another big game. But, I don't know how you could say they're not. I still have some concerns about their defense. We saw what the Browns did to them with that power running game, many weeks back at this point. But boy, oh boy, if anybody in the league's playing any better at any position than Tom Brady is at quarterback, you need to convince me of that, because I don't see it.
You know, Jason, really, since that loss to the Browns in Week 9, the Patriots have really been rolling. They've won 5 in a row. Do you think that was a wake-up call for them?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think, you can look at what the Browns did. To me, the two teams I have in my power rankings at the top, for whatever it's worth, are the Saints and the Browns. I'm sorry, the Saints and the Patriots. Two teams that it seems like, the Browns got the best of them, and since then, they've kind of turned their seasons around.
Well, you're in Baltimore today. Ravens and Saints, your thoughts on the matchup?
Well, it's going to be interesting. We'll have to see if the weather plays a role. A few weeks back, the Saints went to Cincinnati with some adverse conditions to their passing game, and it definitely slowed them down some. They weren't quite the Saints that we thought, and the Bengals almost beat them. I think the Ravens will need to find a way to run the ball, and they haven't done it much at all this season, but they like to go with an unbalanced line and 6 offensive linemen, and the Saints don't have the biggest front 4 in the league. So maybe the Ravens establish a run game. Maybe the weather and the elements cause them some problems, but I could also see Drew Brees carving up that Ravens secondary, similar to what Matt Schaub did to them in the second half of the Monday night game.
Later this afternoon, big game, Steelers in Pittsburgh playing host to the Jets. What are your thoughts about that one?
Well, I think it could be pretty lopsided. The Jets are reeling on offense. They have nothing going for them whatsoever on offense right now. Mark Sanchez is actually completing fewer of his passes than he did a year ago as a rookie. Their running game is averaging only about 3.8 a carry over the last 6 weeks. That's a run game they expected to carry them. The defense last year allowed 11 points a game. This year it's allowing over 18 points a game. That's a touchdown more a game. That's a significant drop-off. So it took everything going right, best running game in the league, best defense in the league, for them to go 9-7 last year. Now the wheels are falling off. The offense really isn't any better. In fact, the run game's worse. And the defense has slipped, and the pass rush isn't what it was a year ago. I can see the Jets being at 9-6 and facing a must-win game against the Bills in Week 17. I can see them losing that game and not making the playoffs.
Well, Jason, the Browns and Bengals meet today in Cincinnati. Certainly not one of the top matchups. But, well, what has happened to the Bengals this year?
I mean, they've lost 10 straight games, and they've never had any chemistry there. And that really was the concern. They had some talent, but when I looked at that paper, I looked at that team on paper, when I talked to people in that locker room, they didn't know who their leaders were. They didn't know who would be the vocal guys, who would be the glue guys. Dehani Jones kind of tries to do it, but it doesn't really work. No one on offense. I mean, Carson Palmer, at this stage, he can't get it done. Ocho Cinco and T.O. are kind of look-at-me guys. They're not team guys. They didn't have anyone to really hold that thing together, and when it started to fray, it really frayed. I mean, Cedric Benson, he's another kind of little bit of aloof, kind of his own guy, a bit of a loner. They never gelled as a team. The defense totally fell apart. The pass rush was non-existent. Antoine Odom never really got on the field. Some of their young corners who were so good last year were really banged up this year. It's bad there. I mean, it could not be any worse. They may not win another game this year. Marvin Lewis will certainly be out next year. I think T.O., Ocho Cinco, Benson, Carson Palmer will all be gone next year. They better draft a quarterback and start from scratch.
Jason, as always, great to talk with you. Enjoy your day in Baltimore. Don't miss Jason LaConfora and the NFL Network Game Day coverage. It begins game day morning at 9 every Sunday on the NFL Network. Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel with you as we get closer to the Browns and the Bengals. Mike, I wanted to get your thoughts where Jason talked about leadership and chemistry, and that's something that just doesn't happen overnight. The Bengals obviously have not had that. The Browns trying to develop some of that, but still looking for that leader. And that always goes with that quarterback position, offensively for sure. And that's been probably an issue for the Browns this year. When you look at, you had a veteran in DeLome, he goes down. Then you go to Wallace, he goes down. Then you got a rookie coming in. That's certainly a factor for this team and its development, isn't it?
Well, you look at a team that offensively, naturally, everybody looks to the quarterback to be the leader, and you're kind of trained to be the leader, and the guys who are the leaders and have the ability to throw a football become the quarterbacks. But it comes down to personality types, and there are some guys that have those just very strong personalities, and if they are a strong personality that is a very positive, team-oriented type of attitude and personality, that's a great thing. But if you're strong personality guys like Ocho Cinco and T.O. and those guys are look at me first and I don't worry about the team as much, that creates a negative situation. And it's all based on not can a guy play and do I respect his playing ability, but what kind of personality and who has that strong personality and is able to not say dominate, but is the lead personality in that locker room and a lead two or three personalities. And you have to have lead personalities who are very team-oriented, and I look at a guy like Scott Fujita, who the Browns desperately miss right now. Yes, he's a very solid player. Yes, he's a veteran player, but it's his leadership and his personality in a very positive way is what's missed on that defense right now.
You're listening to the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, drive1ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. Coming up, we'll get Mike Pagel's keys to the Browns getting that W today in Cincy after this timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
What makes the holiday season complete? Friends and family, sure. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. And eggnog. It's a sure sign that the holidays have arrived. The rich, creamy taste you'll crave all year long is back in Dairyman's Classic Eggnog. Pick it up for your holiday party and savor the creamy taste that only comes around once a year. Backed by popular demand, try Dairyman's Pumpkin Spice Nog and Dairyman's Low-Fat Holiday Nog. There's a Dairyman's Eggnog that's just right for your tastes. Dairyman's Eggnog is available where Dairyman's products are sold. All the dairy best to you from Dairyman's this holiday season.
Panini's West Park is the home of Browns Primetime, hosted by me, Mike Snyder, and my special guest. Come and watch the live broadcast from 7 to 8 tomorrow night and meet your favorite Browns players. Panini's West Park is the biggest Panini's around with over 8,500 square feet. They have great food and beer specials. Be a part of Browns Primetime tomorrow night from 7 to 8 at the best sports bar on the west side, Panini's West Park.
Championship teams are grown, not made, and they always come out on top in the Heinz Red Zone, just like the official ketchup of the Cleveland Browns. Great-tasting Heinz tomato ketchup. No one grows ketchup like Heinz. That's because every red ripe tomato in every bottle is grown from Heinz seeds. Look for it in the Heinz Red Zone at your neighborhood Giant Eagle. Plus, Heinz and Giant Eagle will donate to the Cleveland Browns Foundation with every score.
Get ready. It's coming. Your Cox experience is about to get even better. Explore the web at unheard-of speeds. Engage in an all-new video experience. Discover a world of mind-blowing entertainment. Coming soon. An experience unlike any other. Only from Cox. Are you ready?
You never know who you'll see at Toyotathon. It's our biggest event of the year with big cash back savings direct from Toyota, including $1,000 cash back on a new 2010 Corolla, Prius, or any new 2011 Camry, including Camry Hybrid. Or get $2,500 cash back on any new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. For complete details, visit buyatoyota.com. Don't miss Toyotathon, now through January 3rd.
See your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers, proud sponsors of Cleveland Browns Radio. Toyota, moving forward.
Save time, save money. CLE, going places. With a valet available for those in a hurry. Convenient, affordable, safe parking, or utilize the outbound, reliable CLE taxi service. CLE, going places.
Magic 105.7, where Cleveland's greatest hits sound like this. Lanigan and Malone in the morning, and Cleveland's greatest hits all day. Magic 105.7.
Hey, it's Chad Zumach. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Football. Don't miss the Alan Cox Show tomorrow at 3 on 100.7 WMMS, your flagship for Cleveland Browns Football.
Hi, this is Mike Holmgren. On behalf of all of us here at the Browns, here's wishing you and yours a safe and very happy holiday season.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
The Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel.
All right. Well, the president of the team, Mike Holmgren, wishing us all a happy holiday season. And Mr. Holmgren, hopefully everyone will be smiling by the end of this afternoon, because, we will talk with you again on the Browns Network till the day after Christmas. So we do wish you a great Christmas coming up. Mike Pagel, well, let's take that Christmas tree for the Browns today and put some presents around it with a win. Now, how are they going to get that done?
Well, forget the players. I want to get us a win for the fans here that need to have that Christmas.
Well, that's
that
what I mean. How do the players get the win? We know the fans want the win. That's the present from the Browns, okay?
Right.
How do they wrap that baby up today?
Well, you have to take last week as a springboard and say, you know what? That is not the type of team we are. They went into that game last week, concerned about the weather, concerned about everything. They played very conservative, and they thought they were just going to walk in there and beat Buffalo. And Buffalo, it's the NFL. No matter what your record is, there's guys on the other side of the field that can play football. This week you're playing a team that people say, and people know, has a lot of talent on that football team. They're 2-11. They've lost 10 in a row. They haven't won a game since the Browns beat them the first time back in September. The Browns players have to regroup. They have to say, we're not going to allow that to happen again. We have to put a good week of practice together. We have to concentrate, and we have to go out and dominate this team early. We said it last week, you'd get to jump on Buffalo early. This week, jump on Cincinnati early. Don't give them any sniff that they have a chance to win the football game. And if the Browns do that early, then I think they win this football game.
And real quick, what do you just give a free playbook for Colt McCoy today, or do you harness him? What do you do?
Well, you have to allow him to be Colt McCoy, and you have to spread the game plan out. You have to give him the opportunity to make the plays. I thought last week they were very vanilla, and they weren't challenging that Buffalo defense. They have to challenge the Cincinnati defense and give Colt the opportunity to throw the ball downfield, throw it in run situations, run it in passing situations, give him that playbook and let him go to work.
And those are the keys of the game, brought to you by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. Now's the best time to visit your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers during the year-end celebration. Visit drive1ohio.com. We're getting closer to the Browns and the Bengals. We'll take a timeout. Player profiles next on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
First, we redefined service and selection. Now, we're redefining taking off. Airport Acura is now the fastest growing Acura dealer in Ohio, and we've done it by taking service and selection to new heights. Right now, get a brand new 2010 Acura TL with navigation for just $399 a month. So test drive a new Acura today, or bring in your current Acura for servicing and discover how service and selection have really taken off at Airport Acura. Visit airportacura.com for more details.
The Mark's Produce Department is now featuring Fowler Farms apples, straight from apple growing country in New York State. Fowler Farms grows the best tasting apples, like Honey Crisp, Gala, Macintosh, Empire, and Red Delicious. And every Mark's store is featuring that flavorful fall fruit in apple pies, apple butter, apple sauce, apple juice, and other apple favorites. Bite into a healthy lifestyle with an apple from Fowler Farms in the Mark's Produce Department.
Blazingly fast, brilliantly powerful. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE. It's the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America, and 10 times faster than what you're doing now. Right now, get a Pantech 4G USB modem for only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon store for a live demo or verizonwireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation on a 4G mobile broadband plan. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
It's Liberty Ford's 30th anniversary event. Right now, get up to 25% off the largest selection of new Fords in Northeast Ohio. Or get the best lease of the year on our fuel-efficient lineup with Fusion for only $169 a month. And the all-new Fiesta for just $129 a month. $169 on a Fusion, $129 on a Fiesta. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
See LibertyFord.com for details.
Everybody loves a discount, and Grange Insurance offers dozens of them. Good student discounts, defensive driver discounts, home ownership discounts, multi-vehicle discounts, life insurance multi-policy.
Let the Hoffman Group, your Grange independent agent, walk you through all of the Grange discounts you may be eligible for. The Hoffman Group can help you save money while you enjoy the worry-free experience of coverage with Grange. Call the Hoffman Group at 800-826-4006.
Products not available in all states.
Rover's Morning Glory. The Alan Cox Show. Cleveland Browns football. This is Cleveland's rock station, 100.7 WMMS.
Are you still looking for the perfect gift? Charles Scott gift cards make great gifts for the one you love. One size fits all. You can either call today or stop in one of our two locations in Rocky River and Westlake. Or visit charlesscott.com to get yours today.
Five winners every day. One of them could be you. Look for your name now at WMMS.com, keyword listener. Player profile on the Cleveland Browns radio network. Here again, Mike Snyder.
We are getting closer to today's opening kickoff as the Browns get set to take on the Bengals in Cincinnati. Today on Player Profile, we're going to hear from Browns rookie safety T.J. Ward, who has been in the starting lineup since Game 1. What has he learned as he gets ready for Game number 14?
I think that every week is just a new challenge, and you have to be prepared or more prepared than you were the last week. And you should grow every game and get better every game. So that's what I try to do.
And as he has gone through this season, how much better does he believe he's become?
Definitely the game experience has helped me, along with the veterans and Abe and Mike Adams and Sheldon Brown. They've all just helped me tremendously. And the cohesion is coming along in the defense, and we know where each other is going to be. And we're playing really well together right now.
Well, that they are overall, although they had a clunker last week against Buffalo. Now, to bounce back from that game, the Browns had to get back to basics in practice this week, and TJ says that's a good thing.
I think how you prepare is going to show how you play in the game. If you have a good week of practice, then you're most likely going to have a good game. And I think that our veterans all have really good practice habits, and it's transitioned down to me and Joe and everybody else, and even not even just rookies, but younger players in general. So I think we all feed off of that, and we see what they do, and we try to emulate it.
Now, TJ has been playing with a chip on his shoulder, really going back to his college days. You see, TJ was a walk-on at the University of Oregon after he was unable to play in his senior year of high school due to a knee injury. Now, TJ then heard the snickering after he was drafted last April by the Browns, when many of the so-called experts said the Browns selected him too early in the draft when they made him a selection in the second round.
I love to prove people wrong. I mean, through the whole draft process, I wasn't supposed to go in the second round, and I had injury problems and this and that, and then even when I got drafted, I was a reach, and I wasn't going to do well in the NFL, so... And I like to prove people wrong. When I'm out there, I want to be the best player on the field. So I just go 100% all the time.
Well, that he does, and he is known as a big hitter, and he really has a simple philosophy to play in the game.
I'd rather hit than be hit. I mean, if you let them take it to you, it's going to hurt more than if you take it to them. So you might as well bring everything you have.
Now, the Browns are getting ready to battle the Bengals today. The last time the teams met was when TJ got fined, and he really got ripped by a lot of people in the media, including a few former officials, for his end zone hit of Bengals wide receiver Jordan Shipley. Now, I asked him if he was surprised at the reaction and the fact that he was fined $15,000.
Yeah, it did. I wasn't even aware after it happened. I was just more... just aware of the flag and the penalty and them getting the ball first and goal. But somebody mentioned to me on the sideline about the fine. I'm like, oh, fine. I'm not ready for that. But I guess I'm just glad it happened when it did, because now, I mean, later in the season, they're dishing out $50,000 and $75,000 fine, so I'm glad I got it in early.
I mean, it is that fine line in football. I mean, that's football at any level, right? You're there to make hits. That's the game. And I think that, you know, when you're out there, did you reflect and say, do I need to change anything?
You try not to think about it, but once the league started handing those fines down, you had to think about it. Players are losing a lot of money, and I think that's why you haven't seen it as much anymore. I'm pretty sure that's the main reason. But it was kind of frustrating because you are taught to do that from the first day you play football, and all of a sudden you can't do what you've been taught to do and what you've been doing your whole career. It's a little frustrating, but, I mean, you learn to get around and you learn to adapt.
And TJ has persevered. He leads the Browns with 88 tackles. He blocked a field goal against the Falcons in the game at Jacksonville. He became the first Browns rookie to record two interceptions in the same game since 2001. TJ Ward has had quite a first season, and he's hoping for a strong finish beginning today at Cincinnati. We're getting closer to the Browns and the Bengals. Up next, we'll hear from head coach Eric Mangini after this timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresh, delicious, made from scratch, Tango's Tortilla Chips make Cleveland Browns Stadium nachos the very best in sports. Tango's Tortilla Chips are the preferred tortilla chips of sports fans. Visit tangoschips.com today to learn more about delicious Tango's Chips. They're made locally, right here in Northeast Ohio. Officially licensed to be the crunch of the party, Tango's Tortilla Chips always take a touchdown Tango trot.
The Browns are now accepting deposits for new 2011 season tickets. Place your deposit and receive first choice of available seating locations. Enjoy the same great seats for every home game. Flexible payment options, personalized service, all at a significant savings over single game ticket prices. Choose from multiple categories, including the AT&T Club Level and the Dog Pile. Call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today.
What makes the holiday season complete? Friends and family, sure. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. And eggnog. It's a sure sign that the holidays have arrived. The rich, creamy taste you'll crave all year long is back in Dairyman's Classic Eggnog. Pick it up for your holiday party and savor the creamy taste that only comes around once a year. Backed by popular demand, try Dairyman's Pumpkin Spice Nog and Dairyman's Low-Fat Holiday Nog. There's a Dairyman's Eggnog that's just right for your tastes. Dairyman's Eggnog is available where Dairyman's products are sold. All the dairy best to you from Dairyman's this holiday season.
Baby, another kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, he's quick, powerful, agile.
And homegrown.
And homegrown?
Kind of like the EcoBoost engine available on the new Ford Taurus.
What?
Yeah, EcoBoost. It's a V6 that delivers the power of a V8. And it's built right here in Cleveland.
I'd like to see this EcoBoost in action.
Oh, come on, I'll take you for a ride. After the game's over, of course.
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Woof, woof. Here we go, Browns.
Yo, it's Dieter. You're listening to Cleveland Browns football. Tune in tomorrow for Rovers Morning Glory right here on 100.7 WMMS.
There's no doubt who's in control.
Time now for the Coach Mangini Report. Brought to you by Liberty Auto Group, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Here again is Mike Snyder.
We are getting closer to the Browns and the Bengals, and you're listening to the Northeast Ohio Four Dealers Tailgate Show, drive1ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. Right now, it's time to hear from Browns head coach Eric Mangini. To do that, we go to Cincinnati. Here's Jameer Howerton.
Thanks, Mike. Well, coach, let's jump right into it. You're facing the Bengals for the second time, and from a defensive standpoint, what do you expect to see from them, considering the fact that they have new players in that defensive backfield?
They do have a couple new players in the defensive backfield, but I expect what they've done and done well, which is a healthy dose of pressure and movement, and they've been effective with it. They may not have dramatic amount of sacks, but they hit the quarterback quite a bit, and it's going to be important for us to be able to handle that both in the running game and the passing game, and I see everybody they play, they create challenges for.
And offensively, they still have those explosive components that can go off any time. After watching their body of work over the course of the season, do you approach them the same as before?
Well, you can't approach division opponents exactly the same anytime you play them the next time, because there is that much more familiarity. And I think the one thing that you've seen is T.O.'s significant production, and Ocho Cinco can kill you at any point, and really talented in their ability with Carson Palmer, who can make any throw to hit a home run throughout the game. So it's another tremendous challenge for our secondary.
Special teams wise, Mike Nugent is on IR, but they still have solid returners. And as you mentioned earlier this week, the one thing that stood out to you was their punt coverage unit.
Yeah, they're number one in the NFL. They've done a great job with it throughout the course of the season. And that's not the only thing they do well. I think that Bernard Scott is a dangerous kickoff returner. Brought two back to the plus 50 against New Orleans, and he can hit a home run at any point. He's a guy that we have to be able to contain. And when you look at Quan Cosby, he was second in the NFL in punt returns last season, so you can see the type of things that they can get done when we're kicking the ball off to them. So that's going to be a great challenge for us.
And coach, after taking a look back at last week's game against the Buffalo Bills, what are some of the things that you think the team can build off on?
The most important thing, and I talked about this with the team throughout the week, is that we're continuing to improve, and we're continuing to work on being consistent every single day in all the things that we do. And at this time of year, what you want guys to be focused on is, how can I improve individually? How can I help the team improve collectively and see growth each day? And that's the approach that you have to take week in and week out throughout the course of the season.
You named Colt McCoy the starter for the remainder of the season. What do you hope to see from him as he closes the season out?
Colt's done an excellent job with the opportunities that he's had, and that decision that I made was because he earned the right to start these three games, and I believe in him. The team believes in him. And I'm excited to see him continue to grow in that role. And I thought he showed excellent growth when he got to play against very difficult defenses week in and week out. And he's going to have his hands full with the tough division opponents that we play, not only this week, but in the couple weeks following that.
And lastly, coach, it's the Battle of Ohio. Not only is this the last road game of the 2010 season, but it's the first game that kicks off the three-game stretch against the divisional rivalries.
Yeah, it's a little bit different structure than the league has had in the past, but it's a good challenge for us. So we've got a chance to play teams that we've played once before, and our ability to operate and win in the division is extremely important. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the Battle for Ohio and for the weeks to come.
Coach, thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Jameer. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. Back to you, Mike.
Thanks, Jameer. The Coach Mangini Report is brought to you by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The Browns and Bengals are coming up next on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. All the dairy best to you has been brought to you by Giant Eagle, the official supermarket of the Cleveland Browns. By GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com for a free rate quote. And by Pepsi, every Pepsi refreshes the world. Also brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. And by Heinz, the
official catch-up of the Cleveland Browns.